This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we're joined by Matt Durgan, who is stepping down as head football coach at St. Mary's High School. Matt, I guess maybe share with, well, first of all, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here with you.
Now that you're no longer coaching, this will be Matt Durgan unplugged, I imagine, right? This will be pretty open and free-flowing.
Unfiltered.
Yeah. And so it begins. Okay, so now, I guess tell us a bit about the decision to step down after being, you know, head coach at Classical High School and then at here at St. Mary's.
I've been coaching 29 years, 21 as a head coach, and it's just time. It's a huge commitment, and if you're in it, you got to be in it 100%. And if you expect the kids to be in it, which we're very fortunate, St. Mary, we have great talent, great kids, and they bought into it, and it was just a great, you know, it was a great experience for myself, working with a great staff. And, you know, it was an honor to work with Jeff Newhall, who does a great job as athletic director. And he's also my cousin. And that was a special bond.
The as far as teams are concerned, I mean, I know this is such a cliche question, and but you know it's coming, these kinds of questions. But what couple of teams kind of stand out?
In terms of like what year? Or?
Well, actually, let's think of St. Mary's. I mean, obviously the Super Bowl. Not this past year, obviously, but the year before. But I mean, what kind of stands out?
I mean, over the years, they all, you know, they run together, and you know, each team is a little bit different in terms of, you know, not saying what's better. Each team has their own identity, and we tell the kids that each year they come out and it's your team, and you got to develop your own identity. But I mean, you look back and the consistent thing was we had talent, and there were kids that worked real, real hard.
You know, I'm going to go back to Classical because I can remember some of those Classical teams, and I remember this must have been the time period. Remember when the new Manning Field opened up, and they didn't. I remember being at a game. I think it was one of the Gloucester games, right? I mean, you used to have some great battles with Gloucester. Sometimes you didn't come out on top on some of those, but on the other hand, I mean, being there against those great teams is a huge first step to championships.
No, there's no question that Gloucester made us a better program, and that was the bar that was set. And, you know, even to get to the point where you could compete with them made you automatically better. And then as the years went on, we had more and more great games. And, you know, they did come out on top, but both teams played great. It was good high school football for people to see. And, you know, who knows, my next venture, I could run for mayor in Gloucester probably. I'm very popular there.
I'm not quite sure about that. I think that they remember being pretty tested pretty well by you back then. If anybody can remember way back, what, 10, 15 years ago or something like that, obviously, yeah. What if you were to take something, you know, you get something from the coaches that you had and from the other coaches that you see and observe, no matter when it is, probably always picking up new tricks or learning new different things, but who was a coaching influence or two for you at a number of different levels, whether it be routines, just interacting with kids, and so on?
The biggest thing I think you pick up, like for me when I coached with Al Costabile at Bishop Fenwick, is just how enthusiastic he was sincerely with the kids and just how he worked well with other people. And I think that's a lot, you know, with a lot of coaches that are successful, I think their communication with the kids is strong. I mean, Gary Millay did a nice job at Lynn English, very focused on the kids. So it's not so much, you know, you pick up football, absolutely, because we all beg and borrow and steal from each other. But I think those are the key things of building relationships you learn.
What about the X's and O's? I mean, you had teams had reputations for playing solid defense, for, you know, teams being prepared, so to speak. Running the football was a big part of it, but yet that was using the personnel that you had. But of course, I think in the last year or so, you've been able to find your moments to pass too.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes we like that, everyone thinking we just run the ball and everyone buys in that. But if you go back in the past to Classical, you know, we had kids that throw the ball real well, and yeah, we do like to run the ball, and we were very basic, to be honest with you. Fundamentals. You know, I'm never going to be accused of an innovator, but our biggest thing was just repping things and hopefully on game day go out and execute as well as we could.
Yeah. Well, because certainly in high school football, I think it's amplified is that, you know, mistakes, preventing mistakes is, if you can eliminate mistakes, that's a huge big first step, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think you see that at every level of any sport. It's, it's not so much what teams do to win. Sometimes it's what teams, why they lose and make mistakes. And even, not comparing us to them, but, New England Patriots do it in the pros. They play solid football and they wait until you make a mistake. And I think you can see that when they play. Teams melt or make mistakes and they take advantage of them.
Matt, how far behind will the Patriots be at halftime in the Super Bowl this week?
I don't know how much fun Brady wants to have. It's up to him. Does he play? They're unbelievable. He's the greatest.
And I was talking to somebody the other day about it, but as great as that comeback was in last year's Super Bowl, but in particular even in the AFC Championship game 2 weeks ago, that defense, in the second half made adjustments, so they were kind of lights out in the second half, which allows something like that to happen. And I know you're obviously big on the defensive side of the football.
Well, on the defensive side, we all coach a position, the assistants, but Derek Dana was mostly responsible for that, and he was just I can't thank him enough. And that's the one thing with our staff, is that we had older guys marry, and we all got along well, and they're great friends forever. And they were super to the kids, and I can't thank them enough. And Derek, we're just best friends, the whole staff.
Yeah. And any other thoughts about the about kind of stepping aside from the things at St. Mary's? Did you look maybe to think maybe you might try to get back into it at some point down the road?
I mean, right now, today, absolutely not. But I'm never going to say I'm retiring. I'm fairly young still. I'm mentally 15, but you never say never. And if I ever came back, maybe if I was fortunate enough, someone to hire me as an assistant, I could easily do that. Yeah. And, I love working with, linemen and coaching them. And so who knows? But for today, I have no plans in the fall other than just going to high school games and, start second-guessing everyone else.
So I think what this does for you, Matt, is this opens you up to a lucrative career in broadcasting high school football sports, because now you will be free to do something like that.
Yes, and you just, if I got on with you, and you just hope that they're not listening in their cars in case they doze off. So I don't know if that's a good idea.
Okay, so I don't know what people are saying. Well, when are you getting to the unplug stuff here? I don't know when we will, but... Matt, I know I kind of asked you about teams and so on, and I know coaches don't really like to do that piece, but as far as success, what was the most successful team, so to speak?
I mean, that's hard to pick one team, and it's not fair to do it, but I've just been lucky that all the teams we've had and all the kids have played hard, very talented. Number one, you need talent. I've just been fortunate that teams and kids have worked hard for us, and I'm in debt to them.
Good. Matt, always good talking with you. Best of luck down the road here, whatever you do.
Thank you, and you've been a great friend, and we have a lot of laughs, but in seriousness, you do a great job with all high school sports, and anyone that promotes the game of football, especially in today's age, is, believe me, we appreciate it.
One thing that you could do, Matt, is people don't know this about you, but maybe now that the weekends are free in the fall, it opens you up to maybe doing some stand-up in the area, going to some clubs, performing, one-liners.
Yeah, that would, something to look at. I'm a little lazy. I'd rather do sit-down. it's a lot of weight to keep standing up with.
Okay. And on that note, my friends, there we go. Matt, best of luck again to you.
No, in all sincerity, thanks again for everything. St. Mary's is a wonderful time in my life, and... there's one other thing is when I got there right away, Dr. Bastarash and Kyle DeMady and my sister Michelle, they welcomed me, and just so many good people to work with. And Mr. Ridley now, I love working with him. And I don't want to leave anyone out, but believe me, a lot of people have helped me in my life. And
all right, there he is. He's Matt Durgan. He stepping down as head football coach at St. Mary's High School, formerly also the head coach at Lynn Classical High School. And I'm Bill Newell here on MSO News Sports.